Storm Lake Radio, a chance to speak now with Pocahontas area boys basketball coach Brian Friesner. Splitting your first two games of the year, Brian, how would you sum up the team to this point?
Well, we knew it was going to be a different looking year. Going out, we weren't sure what we had. We're quite deep, which is nice. We rotate possibly anywhere from 9 to 11 kids on the court during the game. But when you open up Webster City, they were pretty solid, athletic, strong, and kind of exploited some of our weaknesses. But then we worked on those during the week, got ready for Manson, and took some time there. Manson's a very strong team, and Kreisbach in the middle is a tough opponent to work against. And we got them finally at the end of the game. So growing-wise, I think we're going in the right direction. We're just trying to figure out what we have. You know, when you lose a plethora of seniors, it's always a difficult situation to figure out who goes where, and we're still kind of in that process, but we're starting to figure it out.
Yeah, you spotted Manson Northwest Webster on Friday, an 8-point halftime lead, but you took care of that, outscoring them by 11 in the third quarter and hung on from there.
Yeah, this year we're trying a little something different. We're going to be more aggressive offensively and defensively. We get up and down the court a little bit more. We press more than I've done in a long time, and so took a while to wear down Manson, but we got them going. In fact, we had them down by 12 with about 3 minutes to go, and they hit a couple big threes to make it a little bit tighter of ball games.
And I was going to ask, you kind of already touched on this, how is your style of play going to change with the guys you lost, especially not having the big dominant force in Roteman in the middle? How does that change how you go about things this year?
It does change your complexity a little bit of how you do things on the court. I mean, it's tough to replace 6'7". That's one thing you can't coach height. And he was a big kid. He's 6'7", 220, and took up a lot of space and did some nice things. So we looked at what we have. We're all around 6', 6'2", athletic, long-armed, and some decent speed. So we looked at picking up the pace offensively, and then jokingly we've nicknamed ourselves Prescahanas a little bit, since we're going to press a little bit more of the game this year. So that's our biggest changes.
Prescahanas, I like that. I have to keep that in the memory bank. Jace has really stepped up big time, 30 points in the game on Friday, playing real well.
He is. And, you know, we're talking a third-year starter for Pocahontas here, and a young man that's put in a tremendous amount of time on the court working on his craft. And the cool thing about watching him grow from last year to this year is his growth as a leader, distributing the ball, and bringing the others up to his level of play. He's a good player at a high level, but he's starting to bring those other guys, those younger guys, up to his level. When you can do that, you've got something special on your hands there.
And Cam Callie, another starter, has plenty of experience. And Braden Ain, he may not be Austin Roteman, but he's shined pretty nicely.
Braden is what we define as our glue guy. He does the little things that don't always show up in the stats. He sets great screens. He's always boxing out. He's helping the other young post players to figure out where they're supposed to be and how they're supposed to defend. One thing that he's worked on with his game this year is sitting the outside shot, and he hit two big threes for us the other night against Manson to really break it open. And when a kid can do that and pull his own kids in and make it better, again, he's making himself into a pretty fun player to watch.
And a quick comment on tonight, if you would, taking on Newell Fonda. They've struggled a little bit so far, but you know they're going to bring it, and they have some talent back this year.
Yeah, we look at Newell Fonda. I mean, they're led by Bryce Kopic. He's, again, first-team all-conference player. Had a tremendous summer playing with his AAU team. He's averaging 24, 25 points a ball game. He's the type of kid that, you know, you're not going to stop him, but you hope to limit his damage that he can create. Then you drop down to Jake Davis and Jesse Hack and Earl Haas. Those guys have played a lot together here over the past year. You know, you always throw records out when you play teams. Any given night, somebody can beat anybody. And I know they're going to bring their best game to us. They owe us from last year. We got them a couple times. First time we got, I feel like we snuck out of their gym with the win and we took care of business at our place, but I'm sure that sits up them, and they're going to come out after us, and again, Bryce Kopic is, he's the real deal. So we got to make sure we are on top of our game, limiting his touches, get him out of the paint, and don't let him shovel the passes to anybody else.
Look forward to seeing you tonight, Coach, and more throughout the season. All the best, and thanks very much for the time.
Thank you for having me. Go Indians.
Pocahontas area boys basketball coach Brian Friesner on Storm Lake Radio.